So, welcome. This is our second podcast.
Episode.
Second episode, yeah. It would be actually third, but because of some technical issues and some long problems, the second one was not able to be recorded properly.
And it was a great one, so I'm kind of sad.
I mean, it can be great as well, you know.
I mean, yeah, but it feels sad, you know, I talked for nothing.
I mean, yeah, it was great, actually. It was like, it was so random.
And yeah, that's why it was so good.
Yeah. We were jumping from one place to another and, oh my God, it was so nice. So, what's the topic for tonight?
For tonight?
Yes.
Did you hear about Liam Payne?
No. Who's that guy?
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
How can you not know the best member of the best boy band in the whole world?
Was he working with P. Diddy or something? I don't know.
I don't think so. He didn't get that far.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, maybe he did behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes.
But yeah, the only thing I heard is like his ex-girlfriend made some allegations against him that he like sexually harassed her. And multiple other people as well.
So the ex-girlfriend,
yeah,
he harassed her, and she did nothing. Like they were living together, right?
I think yes.
I mean, for example, let's say they're sleeping. She could like hit him while he's in sleep.
I mean, she would get in trouble, right?
I mean, what type of trouble?
I mean, depends how she's hitting him, like squishing his head, like fully. I don't know.
Not like that thing, okay? Not like putting her behind the bars. Not like that, but like a normal one.
Give me an example.
For example, if they're living together, she can put like some cameras, you know, some hidden cameras everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have a proof.
That is
and
true.
And then let's say she don't believe like he's very powerful. I don't think he's that powerful. Like if there is some proof, he can control the narrative. And let's say he is, so she can upload it on like social media, you know?
Yeah, she can. But I think this happened like many, many years ago.
Really?
Yeah, because he had another girlfriend like right now.
Ah.
So it was like, yeah, many, many years ago.
So who is this guy?
So he's the best guy in the world, obviously.
Okay.
No, he's one of the members of One Direction. Do you know?
One Direction, yeah, I know.
At least you know something. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if he was like a main vocalist or something, but he was not like the most popular member.
I know, yeah.
How do
so
you
he's
know?
He's the side character, basically.
Actually, yeah, he's like, he was leeching off of everyone else's solo success, like going to their concerts and then like just trying to be the main character there. Like all the fans like came to him instead of looking at the concert of like his ex-bandmate. Like, for example, he went to, like, Harry Styles' concert.
Yeah, Harry Styles is pretty famous.
No, he's the most popular member.
I think he's because he wears bad clothes, you know.
You think he wears bad clothes?
The weird clothes, yeah.
I don't know. I think it's because he's the most attractive.
Ah, the thing is, I know him because of his bad clothes.
How? I've never seen anyone say he has bad style.
I mean, his name is, but his, it is like... I don't think so. Have you seen like recently he's wearing so weird clothes? He was in news, that's why.
You mean like in the magazine? Like he was wearing like some dresses and these things?
Yeah.
But that was like a magazine. It wasn't like his actual own style.
But
they just put him in those clothes.
But like he's not like a 5 years old kid and they're just like, yeah, just
I
wear
mean,
it.
Obviously, yeah, he
pretty.
Wanted to do it as well.
Yeah. So
it was meant to be like a big moment, like, ooh, a guy wearing a dress.
I mean, it has been always been done in history, you know that?
Yeah.
What's new about it?
I don't know. He looked ugly. The dresses were ugly. So, yeah, I can agree. Like, in the magazine, his style was pretty bad.
Yeah.
But, like, in real life, like, just normally, I don't know. I don't keep up with him.
I never hear any news about him, actually.
Really?
The last time I saw his news was because of his bad clothes and people were saying, what the hell is going on?
Right now, I don't know what he's doing either. Like, people are saying he's going to release an album soon because he hasn't done it in, like, a few years.
So he's like on a hiatus,
I think. Yeah, he's like preparing the album,
or he's like just being off the, how can I say, away from the spotlight, so when he comes, like, it is a big deal.
I think, yeah, that as well, because he was on a tour from 2021 to like the end of 2023.
He was on a tour for like 2 years.
Yeah,
what is he doing?
He's just singing the same songs.
Really?
Yeah, and like the whole world, basically. He toured like so many countries.
So it's like a male Taylor Swift or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know they dated before.
No way.
Yeah.
She dated like everyone.
Yeah, actually. Many people.
Wow.
Mostly famous people as well.
I mean, you know, famous people, they hang out with famous people. Yeah. So they will date famous people. So it makes sense. Mm-hmm. I don't blame like famous people or rich people dating like rich people. I mean, yeah, you only know like famous people only now.
Yeah, it's bound to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so what about this guy, Liam, right?
Yeah. So from what I know is like he has been or had been struggling with like drugs for like his whole life, basically. And then in the past 2 years, all these allegations like about him doing very bad things came out. And people were like starting to bully him online, like very badly, and like harassing him. And I don't know, maybe he just took it to heart, because he was like, it was reported that when he killed himself, he was like using very hard drugs and like very much like under the influence of many things. And like his whole hotel room was like covered with drugs and like in a very bad state.
So was he actually is he a victim or he was a perpetrator?
I wouldn't say he's a victim.
Why?
I mean, why would he be if he's done those things?
But is there a proof? Like, okay.
So you're saying if a woman says something, you should not immediately believe her?
Like, for example, I can say something about anyone. There should be a proof, right? For example, like, I say, like, oh, what is the richest guy? Elon Musk. He took, like, a loan from me, you know, like, and, yeah.
I mean, yeah, but, like, if someone does something to you, like, sexually harassed you or something, you should believe the person who's saying that. Like, at least try to believe. But because what if it is real?
But what if it is not real?
Yeah, that's also a chance. But, like, I don't think you should say, like, I don't believe you until you have proof. Because what if they don't have proof, but it really happened? So you can never, like, you can't always know. But you should still try to believe the victim first, I think.
If you say try to believe the victim, it means you are forcing. You're forcing yourself to believe the victim. See, I'm not here to say like, okay, if victim blaming is a thing, and I'm totally against it. But at the same time, we cannot say like, okay, anyone who says something, we have to believe it.
Mm. I mean, yeah, of course.
Yeah, because, you know, the problem is, I'm all for like really strict laws for the rapist. But it all boils down to the fact that how you can prove it. And if like you just believe what one says, an innocent person would be suffering like great consequences. You know, it has been like a great and a big debate since like, I don't know, since a long time actually.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what I mean. Like we have to get a system of checks and balances. And after that, if someone is proven, we have to be like really hard with them.
Yeah.
Because there are many instances when things like this happen. I'm not advocating for that guy, okay? I barely know him. What was his last name, by the way?
Pain.
Exactly. That was the issue, you know?
He was in too much pain, yeah.
Yeah. Imagine if he changes name to like Liam Happy, you know?
Yeah.
Or Liam, not an offender.
Oh my God.
But why his name is Baines? I mean, he's British, right?
Yeah.
So like the last names used to be like what you used to do, you know? So, for example, there is also like one guy, I don't know, I was reading about him. I won't say like too much detail, but his last name is Barber. I mean, his like great-great-grandfather was a barber. Simple. You don't have to like look into it too much. What about Pain? Huh?
I don't know. Like
his great grandfather was Pain. You know anime Naruto?
Yeah, I know.
There is this character in Naruto. His name is Pain, basically.
Like P-A-I-N?
Yeah. Mm. I mean, it's Japanese. Don't say P-A-I-N. I don't know. In Japanese, how do they write it? You know? But like, that's how they speak Pain.
Hmm.
Yeah. So maybe he's like related or something.
I don't know. Like, it's really a strange last name. And styles as well. Like, you're styling? Maybe you're stylish?
Maybe his great-grandfather was not a barber. He was like a hair stylist or something.
I mean, you can be a fashion stylist as well. Not hair.
Maybe. Maybe, yeah.
I mean, there's also a guy in the group, or was in the group. His name is Niall Horan. What is Horan?
Maybe his grandfather was, like, taking care of, like, horns of animals or something. Or maybe like, you know, like the horns of like in automobiles, like in cars. So he was like a horn guy. He was like repairing them or something.
Maybe. I don't know.
But I would say, you know, like names are a pretty old thing. So like, I wouldn't say it has to be related with an automobile. It could be related with like actual horn of animals.
Yeah.
Maybe he was like doing like buying and selling the horns.
Yeah, can be.
It can be. I don't know what it is used for, but you know, like in old times, in Arab, the horns were used for like, you know, they cut your skin a little bit and take out the bad blood.
Mm.
I don't know what you call it, like cupping. Yeah, cupping.
Mm-hmm.
So horns were used for cupping in old times. Yeah. So maybe like he was like a dealer for these things. It can be.
Yeah, it can be.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting. But yeah. So how did this guy die? He did a suicide or something?
Yeah, it said like he jumped from the balcony of his hotel room. So like he killed himself pretty.
Was he getting like, for example, like there must be like a court case going on against him, right? Like, was he about to lose and, like, he was about to go behind the bars or get some problem?
No, I haven't heard anything like that. I don't know if there even is a court case.
Is there, like, more people?
Yeah, there was, like, underage girls as well who he, like, forced to send some like pictures.
Multiple?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, then this guy is, like, yeah. This guy did some yeah. shit. You know, like, if there's one person, okay, two person. Maybe, but it is three or more, there is an issue.
Yeah.
All right.
So he was like forcing them to send him some naked pictures, basically.
Underage girls?
Yeah.
Ooh. Because he's famous like this?
Yeah, so he's like, yeah, send me.
That's weird.
Yeah, but these like are fans, so they're like, they want to send pictures like, so their idol would be like, wow, you're so gorgeous. Or
just for that?
Yeah.
Just for like two words?
Yeah, to get noticed by your idol.
Yeah.
It is really stupid. Like, really.
It reminds me of the guy. You know, there is this guy in Iran. He looks like Messi and he has, like, haircut and everything like Messi. And he slept with a lot of girls. I don't know, like, 11 or 20 or something. I don't know. Oh, like, God. Yeah.
I mean, good for him. It's working.
But he's Iranian, okay? And I don't even think he knows Spanish. but, imagine now. For example, he goes to the girl.
Yeah.
And now, like, he has to act like he is Messi, and he doesn't know their language, okay? He yeah. doesn't know Farsi. So, he's like, hola. You know, like, whatever words he knows in Spanish, he's using all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't know, it is like...
And the fans are like, ooh.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They believe him? Like, they're so impressed.
I mean, yeah. I mean, a lot of girls, like, they complain, like, he slept with them. By acting as Messi.
I mean, they're the ones who did it. Like,
yeah, but at the same time, they were like, they were sleep. They wanted to sleep with Messi, not with this guy, you know?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, so that is...
But like, if you were a real fan, you would see, like, understand it's not actually him, right? Like, if that was my number one idol,
I don't think, like, it is easy to identify them. Why don't you open it?
What's his name?
Just put like Messi lookalike in Iran. Exactly.
That's him?
Yeah, the left one.
Okay, I mean...
He is a lookalike, Baba. You see?
He is, but he is not at the same time. Like, I would recognize him.
You will not.
I would.
You will.
He looks like so weird.
And imagine he's roaming around the street of Iran in like a Barcelona shirt, you know, like jersey. It would be so funny. Like, it is like a pick me girl behavior. Like, oh, look at me, I'm Messi. Like, man, it is not even a match. Why are you wearing it?
Oh, like, I mean, if he had more hair, I would understand. This picture is just, nah. I would still recognize that it's not him.
There is no difference. They look the same, exactly.
No.
Yeah. I think it is Messi, you know. Messi went there, and now he's like, he's blaming that this innocent guy for doing those things.
No.
Now, Ronaldo wished that he had someone like this, so he could be.
But see, from this angle, it's like, not at all. They don't look the same.
I mean, I don't think they have good internet in Iran, you know.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. That's crazy. Like, your whole life is just dedicated to this. Like, to looking like this guy.
Yeah. You know, in India, a lot of people, they don't only dress up like them. They all also make, like, you know, Instagram reels and these things about those people.
And they don't get, like, sued by the actual person? Like, you're impersonating me.
Baba, they don't look at all like them, okay? At the same time, how you can impersonate someone? For example, like, give me one name. Like, Ronaldo, but he's, like, 4 feet tall. And he's, like, malnutrition. Okay. So, will Ronaldo sue him?
No, I hope not. That's, like, a waste of money.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the moment he sue him, he's getting more popularity.
Yeah, that's true.
That is, like, a free advertisement. So, they just let them be.
Okay.
They're not doing any bad thing. They just make, like, you know, like TikToks. They do, like, lip syncing, like the cringe ones.
But, like, do they benefit from it? Like, they get money?
I'm sure they're getting money.
How many people are watching?
I think, like, you know, there is a new meme about this. Like, half of the population are those guys in India who just act like them. So I think they are getting some money. Also, I think it is more than money. Because you would not, like, dedicate all your, as you said, like, all your thing to just be like them. You have to be, like, a fan.
Mm.
Yeah. I hate this whole fan culture. It is so stupid. Like, it steals away your identity, basically.
Mm, yeah.
Do you think, like, the people who get, like, famous and rich, they get attracted to the dark side?
What do you mean by dark side?
Like, we see, you know, that guy Diddy.
Yes.
He was doing so many things. And then we see people like him. He was also doing something.
Mm.
Do you think, like, as people say, like, money is the root of all evil?
Mm.
What do you think about it? And on top of that, do you think either it is money or it is fame, it is the root of all evil? Or none of them?
I think both. But I think fame is, like, it creates the fan culture. Like, you get fans and they're, like, obsessed with you. So they're willing to do anything to be noticed by you. So that's how they can, like, manipulate these young girls to, like, sending pictures or, I don't know, inviting them to their house, doing bad things.
What do you mean by inviting to their house?
I mean, I don't know if he's done this, the pain guy, but, like, I've heard some celebrities have done that.
What the hell?
Like, invited young fans over to their house for, like, listening party or something.
What do you mean by listening party? Sung the song. You have it in your, like, Spotify, YouTube. Just listen to it. It's going to be same.
Yeah, but they're like, they want to see their idol. And they want to go to their idol's house. Oh, and they want to spend time with him. So they're like, okay, yeah, I'll go.
Wow.
Yeah.
So as far as I know, you're not, like, a fan of anyone like that. Like,
no.
For example, like, for a girl, how would you approach a girl to think, like, not to be, like, a fan of someone in such a way which can take her to some places where she can be harmed? I'm not saying everyone is bad. or like she is doomed to be like in a bad situation. But how she cannot be fan of anyone? Like, you understand my point, right?
Yeah. I don't know. It really depends on the person, because for me, I can't imagine doing that, like, ever. But I think for some people, they're like lonely. They need something to fill up like some hole in their life. So they have some idol or some music group, and they dedicate their like lives to that. And so they're so obsessed with it, they can't like go back anymore.
So you mean you're not like fan of anything?
Not that much.
You have like a specific type of music genre or how can I say, like a band you like?
Band? No, I don't really listen to bands because I don't like hearing like different voices in the same song. Like One Direction does have good music, but I never listened to their music when I was younger. Like I like pop music. Like, it's very basic.
No, I mean, like, let's just say, like, there is this girl who is in front of you. You understand me, right? I want it to be a little bit more towards a positive light. Like, if there is some girl who wants to go like this, how we can, like, make sure, like, she doesn't end up in a place like this? If, like, somebody is listening to it, this podcast right now, how we can make sure like she is not like a victim of the fan culture. I'm not saying she's not victim of a guy who is famous. Like this, I think this culture is whole toxic. So how we can like help her to have her own self-identity. Like she knows her self-worth and she's not like influenced by just some random people who make good music, you know. At the end of the day, if somebody is a great actor, it does not mean he's a great person. If somebody is a great musician, it doesn't mean he's a great person. You know, if you are a great, like a boxer, hairstylist, you know, like anyone, you're great in that thing only. And there is no guarantee you'll be a great person. And the thing is, we don't know until we become a victim. And nobody wants to be a news headline, right? Obviously, so how we can instill this thing from a perspective which does not harm anyone, and it still gives like a positive message, like a positive way of thinking, basically. I know it is a difficult question. You can think about it for a while. For example, how would you like, let's say if there is a girl, how would you like, how someone can prevent their own like, let's say you have a daughter, or when you were a daughter, or any girl, any friend of yours, or any girl, how she should process it and not be like, you know, not be going down the rabbit hole of this fandom thing.
I think if it was my daughter, I would like limit how much she is like seeing this boy group or this singer or this actor, so that like she's not always, I don't know, interacting with this content. And making sure she has, like, other hobbies in her life or, like, friends. So she's hanging out with them and not just, like, spending her time, all her time listening to music or watching, I don't know, TV shows or movies. And make sure she has, like, some actual goals in her life, like, that she can focus on.
Actually, I love this idea when you said, like, she has more than, like, the music thing or anything, only one thing, more than one thing is going on in her life.
Yeah,
that other things become part of the life. For example, like the music thing, it is part of the life. Anything happening is part of the life, and you know, the life is big in itself. That is a very beautiful thing you said, and I really appreciate it. But how would you control it? Because controlling especially in our day and age is so difficult, because for example, like you are here, but you have your friends group. It's difficult, right? Or like, okay, let's say like when you say like she has more hobbies. So does it mean like the girl who is indulging in those hobbies? For example, let's say she's playing tennis. She's doing painting, and she has her own school as well going on. So all these three groups are different. They're not like the same people. There is not an echo chamber, basically. The voices, the ideas, the fandom is not echoing. That is a beautiful thing. That is really good. But don't you think, like, as you said before, like they think they have a doubt in their self-worth.
Yeah.
So how would you like make your daughter or your friend believe that they are worth more?
I think I would remind them of like all their good qualities and how much they can do in life other than just, I don't know, be a fan of this one guy. Because in the end, what is it gonna like get you other than some happiness, like temporary happiness? Like in like 10 years, will it actually do anything for you?
That's great. When you said like 10 years, something came up to my mind. Like, for example, now we have these people. We can also tell them about like the famous group of our time. And now they're like so irrelevant.
Yeah.
And they can see the bigger picture. Like after 10 years, like they're nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
For example, I watched like a small clip on Twitter. So, you know, this guy, this band, its name was, I think, Linkin Park. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Say hi to them from my side. So this guy, he was like on a, how can I say, like a, I don't know the name of the place, like a Met Gala or something. I don't know what was that. And people did not even recognize him.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, I also don't know what they look like. I just know the name.
Because, you know, like, I think now he's like a, he's more like a dad now than he was like a punk.
I mean, he's like 50 or something, right? I don't know.
I don't even know his name, okay?
I don't know as well.
So people didn't even recognize him in the first go, basically. So I think this is a great idea as well. Like, if we introduce them to more things, they can see the, how can I say, like, this thing is so temporary.
Yeah.
Like, okay, like their shelf life, basically. I don't want to objectify them. Like, shelf life saying is a little bit objectification, but you understand what I mean. Like, their fame, the shelf life of their fame is just like 10, maximum 12, 15 years.
Yeah.
And then what? Nothing.
Yeah, everyone forgets you.
Yeah, that I think that is one of the reasons they do drugs. Because as we were talking about, like, fame is bad.
Yeah.
Fame is bad for both sides.
Yeah.
I think the famous people, they become evil when they start losing their fame.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it clicks something in their brain and they change.
Yeah.
They go like evil. They're like, okay, now we have to do something.
They're like revenge, basically. Like, for people forgetting them.
Yeah. And they only take revenge from the only people who remember them at that time.
Yeah.
They will not take revenge on like some random people. Like, you're like, yeah, like, send me some pics. They'll be like, what are you doing, old dude?
Yeah, who are you?
Who are you? Like, imagine. He messes someone and the answer he gets is, who are you, bro?
Yeah.
It would be actually so, so funny.
Yeah.
Actually, it would be a great anime, like a famous guy, and now he's not famous anymore, and now he's like, you know, he's not into drugs. He's like, because we are not showing him to be a bad guy, okay? Because it is anime, we can choose our character, you know?
Yeah.
So now he's navigating through, like, his life. Now he's, like, reinventing himself. Or maybe like he's reinventing himself in a different field. For example, maybe he was a musician. Now he's becoming a painter.
Yeah.
And then after like some time he become famous. But this time he does not accept the fame. Now he is not even going to the famous places. He's using different name. It would be such a cool anime. Like it can teach people like he rejected the fame in short.
Yeah.
You know, it would be so cool, actually. Wow.
Yeah, I would watch it.
You'd watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think one of the reasons is, for example, these days, when we talk about culture, people overestimate, or how can I say, I'm not getting the word exactly, I'm sorry. I think what I want to say is they give too much credit.
Yeah.
To like the media culture as our culture.
Yeah.
For example, movies, I don't think movies are the culture. Movies is just like small thing. Nobody, like, do you remember like a movie which changed too much in our lives?
No.
I don't think so. Maybe I'm wrong, but I can't remember anything right now. Like a movie which changed like a lot of things. For example, like, I don't remember. Mm. Or like a song, oh, like, this is our culture. No, it is not culture. Other people are making money out of it, and they are selling you as a culture so that you can be religiously following them.
Yeah.
I think it is a little bit of good marketing and a lot of stupidity from the side of people. I mean, for example, songs. I think a lot of people can write good songs. About music, I'm not sure, okay? Because I think making music is more difficult. I don't know, like, you were learning music.
You mean like
music.
Producing?
Like making. What do you mean by producing? Like producing with the money or producing like actually
like producing
creating is, the music?
Like a mean? Music producer, like you're creating the beats, like you're putting like some tune to the lyrics, like some melodies.
Like creating the music only, not the lyrics.
Yeah,
that thing. The creating, not the produce. I don't know, producing can be used. Maybe, yeah.
I think it can be. Some people, like, can produce from nothing. So.
What do you mean by can produce from nothing?
Like, there's
like you mean the African people, like, the language they speak? that
no,
guys?
No. What's his name? There's this one guy.
He's dead or alive?
No, he's alive. Like, he basically makes videos on TikTok of, like, popular songs. Like how they were produced, and he makes them from scratch, like all the sounds, everything.
Wait. So he, for example, let's say he take a music of Taylor Swift. I don't know. Yeah. She come to my mind, and now he's recreating the music.
Yeah, like exactly, like from nothing.
But it is not creating. He's just copying.
I mean,
create means to create something which was never there before.
Yes, but yeah. He has also his like own original songs as well that he's created. Like
yeah, that one he created.
Yeah.
Okay, that one he's just copying.
Yeah, but like
I'm not disrespecting the guy.
I don't even care about him actually. I see his videos. So.
No, what I mean is like actually making a music, like a new piece of music. Is it difficult?
To be actually like original, yeah.
Why?
Because there's already so much music, and you're always hearing like music, so. There's a high chance you'll take some kind of inspiration from somewhere.
I mean, see, inspiration is from somewhere. For example, let's say the first time human make music. You mean they were not like listening to the sound of wind? Or
I'm
maybe
sure they
birds,
were.
You know?
Mm.
So it has to be coming from somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
There is no way they just make something out of nothing. There has to be some inspiration. If I have to guess, it should be nature. That's what I think. So you mean the producing or like creating the music is not like super difficult?
I don't think so. I mean, I think anyone can do it, but to make it like actually sound okay is difficult. Like for it to be catchy, for people to care about it. There's some technical issues, but it's okay.
I hope this one goes online.
We will see.
Yeah. So by online, I remember there's this guy. I told you like I'm part of a group, and whenever like he's doing so, he puts anything on Instagram. He's like, "We're on air." I don't know.
What?
Yes. We are on air.
Okay.
Yeah, and the first time I saw it was, I don't know. I just feel like it makes him feel good. I think. When he says this, he's like, oh, I'm the cool guy. And okay.
I mean, good for him.
Yeah, maybe he's cool as well if I meet him. You know, like everyone has this weird quirks. But yeah, we are on air now.
Okay, that's kind of scary.
Why?
What if I say something bad? I'll get cancelled.
Who will cancel you? You're not even famous. Like
that's true, yeah. Yeah. It's a benefit.
That's benefit of being anonymous?
Yeah.
You know the anonymous group?
Yeah.
Like, do you think, like, they're good people? They're bad people?
I think it's kind of cool, but I don't know them that well. Like, let them do.
Let them do what?
They're hackings.
I think they're not even active right now.
I mean, yeah, probably not. I think they only become active, like, when there's something serious.
Like what?
I don't know. I don't, like...
So, Like serious, like with the word, like government stuff or something?
Yeah, like something they want to expose. Something they think is like important for everyone to know.
I have a question. You know, there was like a leak like called Panama Papers.
Never heard.
What the hell? Really?
Yeah.
It was like a one of the biggest high profile leak. And it was not about like, it was more mostly about like business people and their offshore accounts. Like, you know, in the Panama, the country. It's famous for only two things. The first is the Panama Canal. And it is like a marvel of engineering, you know. The second thing it is famous for is, you know, like you can make an offshore account. And it is like a safe haven, basically. So like a lot of money goes through that country. And because of that, you know, one side of the country is like super rich. It is only for rich people. And most of the people from Panama, they cannot even access to those places. Because those are for like high net worth people. Like, not like normal millionaires. Like multi-millionaires, centi-millionaires, you know. Like the whose net worth is 100 million or more.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Because of this thing, even the local people, they are very upset with it. Because there is so much money in the country. And they can't even like get the smell of it, let alone touch it. It's so interesting.
I feel bad for them.
Why?
I mean, I wouldn't want to be in their situation.
Why? I mean,
yeah, there's nothing they can do, but I don't know, I just feel bad.
If you see a rich guy in your country,
yeah,
you cannot enter his property, right?
I mean, yeah, I can't enter anyone's property.
You can?
Can't.
Oh. I thought like...
I mean, maybe I can't. I haven't tried.
If you enter, okay, let's say if you enter, like, people will actually shoot you, or?
I don't think so. Like, unless it's, like, the president.
You have seen your president on the streets?
One time, yeah, I did.
Did you say hi?
No, I don't care about him.
It was him? What about the female one?
There was only one female president.
Yeah, I think she's, they removed her or something. She had a controversy in the COVID time, right?
No, that was the prime minister.
Wait. You have president and prime minister. So which one has more power?
Prime minister.
It is like British system?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, we have the same in India. Because obviously.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, so, okay. So, but you have never seen your prime minister?
No, I've never seen her.
But like, there is so less population. Like, is it easier for you to meet?
Yeah, I would say it's pretty easy because I've seen so many politicians on the street.
On the street?
Yeah, just walking.
Just like, walking?
Randomly, yeah. Like,
where do you live? In the White House of Finland or something? How do you mean by walking?
Like, just walking in the city center or something. And no one really cares. Like, no one is like, oh my God, my favorite politician.
Nobody says, like, he's your favorite politician. Yeah, yeah, except it is Trump. Like, I'm sure, like, the people who voted for, like, Biden even don't call him, like, their favorite president.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's weird. I mean, it is so safe.
Yeah, it's pretty safe.
And, like, how hard it is, like, to get, like, a gun in your country?
It's pretty easy to get, like, a hunting, like, gun. Like, you can go hunting, but...
Yeah, but, for example, the hunting gun can be used for... on anyone, right?
Yeah.
For example, like if some guy who has some mental issues, he can just use it anywhere, right?
Yeah, he can, but then you get like in very serious trouble.
I mean, obviously, but
yeah.
Things like these doesn't happen because if things like these like were happening,
I mean,
recently, they won't be on the street.
Yeah. Recently there have been like some school shootings actually.
No like, way, really?
Like Finland is becoming more dangerous.
So are they like exchange students from some other country, perhaps?
No, that's happening in Sweden. It's like all the immigrants.
No, I mean the like exchange student from America, basically.
I mean, I don't know about them, but I don't think that many people are coming to Finland as an exchange student.
By the way, you know, I had a friend. He was an exchange student and he went to USA and he lived in some random people's house.
What?
Yeah. For example,
like a host family.
Yeah, the host family. For example, he had like a classmate, and he was living with his family there.
Yeah. Some people like in America, they put like, okay, you can come to live with us.
It happens in India also, you know. Some, yeah.
Even in Finland, they do.
Yeah, but I find it kind of weird. I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of weird. Like, how can you trust those people?
I mean, I don't know, was like the world which we grew up in and the world which is right now, you know, it feels like these are two different worlds. Because I have seen like people, like I think they were like German and French students, they were coming and they were like living with my classmates. And now I think about it, it's so unhealthy. It's so, how can I put it into proper words? I would not do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. But some people just do. Maybe they have no other option. Like, that's the cheapest option for them.
Yeah, but at the same time, why would you send your kid to some place like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, and you know, these programs are done by, like, it's all with, like, bilateral. You know, both the governments are involved.
Yeah.
So why not they give, like, good place to stay, like,
yeah,
like you have embassy there, make the kids stay there at least, or like at least with their own country people. Why you have to stay with some random people? Like,
yeah, I mean, I guess like maybe in America it's like you get like used to the place, like they show you around and like, I don't know, like.
So why it was happening in India?
I
saw with my own eyes. I'm not like, so it happened with someone else. Like, okay, it's like somebody else's story. It is like, I saw them with my eyes, okay?
I don't know. I mean, who would want to come to India?
There were.
So bad for
them. That too, like a French citizen, okay? not like some random country. You know how French people are.
Yeah, that's actually kind of shocking.
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
Yeah.
If they want to do that, then okay.
But I think now these things are less. Or
the host family?
Yeah, the host family. Or they are still happening and I'm not aware of it.
No, I think it's still happening. Like, even on like TikTok, I saw a Finnish girl and she went like, for the final year of her high school, she went to America. And she was living with some random family. This was like last year. Like, she just came back from there.
And like, she was safe when she come back, like, nothing happened to her? Like,
yeah, she was safe and sound. And she was like, ooh, so fun, I miss it now. Like, I loved my host family and, like, they were so sweet to me.
I think Finnish families are, like, they're not good.
Yeah, that's also... that can be true. I can't confirm or deny.
I can confirm.
Oh.
Yeah. My great grandmother was Finnish. That's why I hate her so much.
Never met her.
Yeah, but she lived in Finland and she come to India, you know? Because of her, I'm born and that's why I'm suffering. I don't know, it's kind of... I'll be honest, as a kid, if I'm going somewhere like this, it's like an adventure. Okay?
Yeah.
But as an adult, when I think about it, it is a big no.
Also, I don't think Americans are that clean. I would not want to stay in their home.
What do you mean, clean?
I mean, like, even just sharing a bathroom with some random people. That's like...
I don't think... I think they would have, like, different bathrooms, right?
I don't know. I haven't gone through that, so I don't... I've never been to America. Because,
I think the houses are pretty big in America. They have, like, they're separate...
I mean, it depends on the family. But yeah, if they're like rich, they have like a bathroom for every bedroom.
I mean, if they're not like in like living in an apartment in New York.
Yeah, like one room.
Yeah, it's so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, New York is...
It's not even worth it. Like, why would you want to put yourself in that? Just to live with rats.
Yeah. And even like if you're earning like... Until you're earning like super good money, you're suffering. You know, like the attitude of a... COVID-19, people's attitude is changing, actually.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, they are actually prioritizing their mental health, their environmental health, like, the life quality, like, in general. Even in India, which is surprising. For example, like, some days ago, some billionaire in India, he come forward, he was like, this is so stupid. He said, like, weekends and holidays are a Western concept and we should shun it.
Okay.
And I work like 7 days a week. So everybody should do that.
Okay.
Like, he's stupid. And he's getting a lot of backlash. Like, People are actually making so much fun of him. Like if you open any social media, they're trolling him everywhere. Like you know how like Indian people are. Like if they start hating you, they'll go crazy against you. So yeah. So he hit the, he hit the rock at the wrong place, basically. What do you think is about like the holidays? Do you think, I don't know, how many working days do you have in your country?
You mean in the whole year? Or like in the week?
In a week.
Five.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, like in a regular job, it's five.
Wait. But I think I was reading somewhere like one place they were trying to do 4 days work week.
In Finland.
I don't know, in Finland or Sweden or I don't know. The thing is, after that, I read like in Dubai, they were also thinking about doing it. In UAE, they were planning to do it to increase the productivity.
I heard about it, but I'm not sure if it's in Finland. I didn't hear about that much. So maybe it's not. It can be like Sweden or Norway.
What do you think about it?
actually. I think it can be good, like if it actually makes people more productive. Yeah, like I think I would enjoy it.
Like a longer weekend, how you can enjoy it? Don't you think you'll be getting bored or something?
I mean, that's also true. Then I don't know, I always feel like the weekend needs another day. Like on Saturday it's like I'm ready to do anything, but then on Sunday you're already thinking about like Monday.
Actually, I totally agree, but I would like to add a little bit. For example, Friday you're working hard, okay, because you have to finish everything. And Friday night just goes like this, like, okay. And then you need at least one day to relax, As a working adult, you don't want to do anything at least once, like nothing at all, okay. But there are like a plethora of things you have to do. Sometimes it has to be at least one thing. Maybe it can be meal prepping. It can be like cleaning your own house, whole house, laundry, or all of these. So if you do all of these, it is not a day off. You're working. Yeah, you're getting tired. So I think one day is for these things, one day actual rest, and one day you have to at least do something. I think the productivity is all-time high right now because we have so many applications, so much automation and everything. We need it, and I think it would be great. And if UAE does it, and if they are successful, oh my God, it can be such a big achievement for them. Like imagine they are leading, they would be leading in like life quality or something. Imagine like I don't know, it was Qatar or UAE, they were like getting blamed for like using, like treating people like slaves. And now they're championing in this thing. Like that would be crazy. But I think it is good. I can actually not think about working. Sometimes working too much is like working less.
Well, there was this the UK Prime Minister. Let me see what he was saying.
Boris Johnson?
No, he's not the Prime Minister anymore.
The Indian guy.
He is also not anymore. And then there was another, she was a woman. Her name was like Liz Truss or something. She was
Okay.
the Prime Minister for like 50 days or something.
Yeah.
She didn't take it anymore. Yeah, let me see. I wrote it down. Yeah, he was proposing to give free weight loss drugs such as Ozempic to unemployed obese people in order to encourage them to work.
Wait. How does it have to do with like work?
Don't know, like it's so weird. Because recently, like every celebrity is becoming like more skinny, so people are saying they're using like Ozempic or I don't know, some drug to become more skinny.
Okay.
Yeah, so then I guess this prime minister was like, okay, maybe it can encourage people to want to be skinny and then they have more energy to work, because people care so much like about appearance.
You think if you look attractive, there's a high chance of getting jobs?
I think, yeah, there's a higher chance.
But if all the people who are applying are ugly, for example, let's say if most of the people who are applying who are jobless, they're fat, okay? They're not just fat, they're ugly as well. If all of them are applying, their competition is with their own self. They look alike. So then nobody has like a, how can I say, greater chance. You understand me, right? And okay, let's say like first attractive people are taken. Okay, then ugly ones are left. So the thing is, I don't like to call people like this ugly. like on a this big scale. But I'm just saying, okay, this, let's say those unfortunate people, now they are left unemployed, but there are more positions empty. So those average looking people will be given a chance, right?
I mean, maybe eventually, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think like there is a business owner and he's like, you know, I have a position, I need somebody to work, but, you know, you look ugly. Like, can you please get a plastic surgery? Then I get, no. You know, the thing is, the business owner will only care about his money.
Yeah.
He don't care about, like, appearances. You know, if everyone is looking like that, then you have no competition about this thing. I think it is very stupid coming from, like, a prime minister.
Have you seen what he looks like?
Actually, no. Who is this guy? Show me.
I don't remember his name. This is him.
Who is Keir Starmer?
Yeah, this is him. I don't know.
He's from which party? He's the Labour Party.
Yes.
Okay. They're like left.
Yeah.
I know, Baba. I know.
I'm reading text.
Yeah. I know the shit. Okay.
Yeah, your master's.
Yeah. And the thing is, he looks pretty average. He doesn't look handsome. And
I mean, yeah.
I'm sure he's pretty old as well. So, I think advising like this is stupid.
I think he's the one that needs skinny.
I wouldn't say he needs to be more skinny. He needs to be a little bit more rational. Like, there is a problem in your country of unemployment.
Yeah.
Okay. So, how you can improve? You have to give, like, good businesses, you know, get more capital or maybe improve some businesses, support some businesses, get some international investors. No. You know, what is the problem? You fat people is the problem.
And he's looking like this.
That is so stupid. I mean, why every successive prime minister in UK is more stupider than the previous one? Why?
Yeah.
Why they cannot just pinpoint that, you know, right now, the UK's problem is not the problem. The UK's problem is their, like, leadership. Like, what is this? They are so stupid.
Oh my god.
I think this politics is more funny than this pop culture, actually. So who is your favorite politician in Finland?
A weird question. I don't have a favorite. I mean, actually, I liked the previous prime minister, the woman. She was pretty good. And she had, like, a likable personality. She was, like, I don't know, she was fine.
Why did you like her?
I mean,
because she was a woman and you were young and you were thinking it was like a good thing, like a female president. Like, maybe she was the first female prime minister?
I think, yeah.
So maybe that's why?
Yeah, because I asked my father about it and he said, like, I think she's pretty good. So I was like, okay, she's pretty good. So, yeah. But I don't know that much about her because I don't keep up with the politics.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, a lot of people were simping for her when she first became the prime minister.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, she's not ugly.
She's pretty, actually. Yeah. So a lot of people, they'd be like, wow, I wish she was like my prime minister. Yeah. And like people are comparing her to Hillary Clinton, you know?
Hillary's like, so
bad compared like, to her. They were like, we have Hillary here and like, they were like, take Hillary and give it to her. Like, oh my god. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It was really so, like, it was like international, like, simping, actually. Yeah.
I don't know, because, yeah, like, even in Finland, like, some of my, like, classmates are like, ooh, she's so good looking and wow, she's so smart. And
guys are good.
Guys. And they were like 14.
Okay, see, it is a little bit weird for a 14-year-old.
Yeah, but that's how they were. I don't know. They were weird.
Okay, if you're like 17, I can understand. Okay, like 16, almost 17, yeah, I can understand. That's the, but 14, like, come on. And yeah. She's not like a very young girl. I think she was like 40 or something, right?
I thought she was like 30-something. Like,
really?
Like 38 or something. I don't know. Let me see.
When she become the...
Yeah, she's only 38.
Right now?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. She's pretty young.
She is pretty young. Wow. I mean, then it is okay. Then it is okay for 14 years old.
She was the prime minister from 2019 to 2023.
So every 4 years we have elections?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, it's like same in India. Yeah, it is 4 years. Wow.
Is it 4 years? Because she like quit unexpectedly. Like it wasn't like, oh, it's time for the elections.
Because she has the she had the controversy of around the COVID-19.
Like the party.
The party thing, yeah.
I think it was because of that.
And, you know, there were, like, there were other people who were talking about her party. And they were like, okay, like, some politicians are doing party, okay, so why do you worry? Like, if they get the virus, if they get the virus, okay, nothing to lose.
Yeah. I don't know, people are so dramatic. Like, I don't care.
But don't you think, like, other people, for example, normal citizens, they have to be trapped in their houses?
Like, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's unfair.
It is unfair.
Yeah.
Don't you think so?
Yeah, yeah, I think so. But at the same time, it's like, it was too much. Like, it's just a party.
But the thing is, when... It's not about just a party. Just think about this. You cannot even leave your house. If you leave, there is a big problem. There are consequences.
Mm.
And you feel like you're trapped, like a rat, in a cage, okay?
I mean, I don't think it was that much in Finland.
Why? Do you have, like, big houses?
I mean, no, it was, like, not that strict. Like,
really?
Yeah.
So you guys can, like, go out and there's no issue?
Pretty much, yeah. Like, it wasn't that deep.
So you guys were going out?
I mean, I was not, but yeah, most people.
So you could go out on the streets?
Yes. Yeah. It was not like, okay, she's putting a lock on their, like, doors.
So what did they close during COVID?
I think mostly, like, party places. So, people there love to drink, so it was, like, very sad.
But people can get drinks easily there, right?
Yeah, from the store, yeah. Like, you can just get anywhere.
All the stores were open.
I mean, I didn't go to the ones that sell alcohol, but yeah. Like, except you can get, like, beer from every store.
And all the major stores, like grocery stores and these stores were open.
As far as I can remember, yes.
What the hell? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
In India, it was severe.
It was like, it's a much bigger country.
It was like everything has to be closed and you can only get things online. Yeah, for the initial time, it was like this.
Mm. Wow.
So we were actually like trapped.
Yeah, it was not like that for us. Like you have to wear a mask and that's it. Like as long as you're wearing a mask, it's okay.
And then after some time, they realized that it is not going to go like within like a month or so.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, okay, you can open like some shops, but only for like a limited time,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of stupid.
Yeah.
For example, like, okay, your shop is open for like 1 hour. Okay, so the whole like neighborhood is coming for 1 hour. Okay, okay.
Yeah, and the disease is going everywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it was kind of, first it was like so strict, and then it was kind of a stupid decision. But, you know, like, that's what happens. That's so weird. Like, you guys were enjoying. Oh my god, I'm so jealous.
Yeah, it was pretty chill.
You know, like in America, it was pretty severe. Like,
yeah.
So, almost like same was in India.
Mm.
Yeah. And even though, like, so many people died, unfortunately. Imagine if they were not, like, strict. It would be much worse. I'm sure it would be much worse. Wow.
But yeah, it was pretty nice. Like, I was enjoying, actually.
You know what happened, for example, like all the things were closed.
Yeah.
The factories, the cars. So the pollution came to, like, a zero. And...
So you could breathe nice air.
No. Yeah. We could actually breathe properly. People are saying, what the hell is happening, you know? Yeah, wow. I think that was also one of the reasons we realized what we were missing out.
And you see, that's like the normal for us every day.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Be more jealous.
It's not like that. It is like that, actually. So, like on Twitter, like for more than a month, everybody was like posting their sky, like how beautiful the sky is in the night. They're like, oh, I can actually see stars. The thing is, it is so basic, but at the same time, we needed like a jolt, like somebody needed to like grab us and shake us out of our dystopian reality, which is a reality, to bring us to a another reality, which is far more important. Like, for some money, you're destroying which is much more valuable, your health. And it led to people shifting a lot of away from, like, city centers and jobs. People were thinking, like, it would create a recession. In house market, this thing, that thing. But it led to people moving away from cities and buying more houses, bigger houses, outside the city. Because they were like, okay, we saw what happened and we were like, we were caged. And we need better things. We need better house, you know. That's, you know, I was thinking at that time that it can result in a like anti-culture movement, like it can like actually change our future, the way we would go. Maybe it will, because there are some people who say like now the new workforce, like I don't know, it is Gen Z or Gen Alpha, I don't know, Gen Z, who are entering the workforce, they're demanding more rights, and they don't listen. They just quit. If you make them angry, they are quitting. They don't give a shit. And I think some of the credit goes to COVID-19, because we saw what we can lose in a blink of an eye, and it made us realize like life is more worth than just working for a company which don't give a shit about you. Also working for a company which gives a shit about you. But what will you do if you're not alive? Also, like, how can I say it? There is more freedom now. For example, like, a lot of people are doing their own things on social media and these things. And I think right now we are at the changing point. And how things will change, the beauty is that we don't know, which can be dangerous. This is a very exciting time to live, if you are observing other people. But if you are living it, if you are trying something, it is also like a little bit hard. Do you feel overwhelmed?
No.
I think a lot of people are. So how do you navigate through this stressful situation or overwhelming conditions?
I don't know. I'm just not someone who like lets myself become too overwhelmed, like that I just go and like crawl into a ball and cry. I don't know. Some people just are more weak. Like they let their emotions take over them. So yeah, I'm not like that. Maybe I just don't have enough emotion in me.
So what if you are thinking about future?
Yeah.
How do you process about it? Like, are you positive?
Yeah, but also I can't know what is coming in the future. Like, I can have some plans, but obviously I won't know if it will happen or not.
And doesn't it give you anxiety?
No. I would say I'm positive it will end well, one way or another. So, I don't feel, like, too stressed about it.
I have a question. For example, in our countries, especially in Asia, we are scared and we are told about to feel shame, that if you are not successful, you have to feel shame.
Yeah,
it's like a culture. How does it go about in your country?
I don't know. It really depends on family, because even in like Finland, there's some families who are like very much like academic based. Like you have to do super well in your studies. You have to get a good job. Like, you have to have a successful life. And if you don't, like, they're, like, they will disown you or something.
What do you mean by disown you? Like, you're out of the family?
Basically, yeah. Like, they'll cut contact with you.
Really?
Yeah, it can happen. I mean, it's more extreme, but, like, it can happen.
Wow. Like,
or, like, they just won't really, like, ever see you or want to be with you.
Like, barely see you on Christmas or something?
Yeah, not even see you on Christmas. And that's, like, serious.
Okay, that's like cutting ties, like.
Yeah, but obviously that doesn't happen often. But yeah, most people, I think, like, they want their kids to do well, but they don't care that much as well. I don't know. It's hard to say. Like, they just want the best for their kids, but they don't control them as well. Like, they're not forcing them to, like, study too much. Like, as long as they're not dropping out of school, they don't care. Like, they let them go to parties and all these things. And, like, use cigarettes and do drugs even.
Wait. So the parents let them do drugs?
Like, they don't know about it, but they don't care enough to, like, find out. They just, like, I think most people, they're, like, the parents are, like, so busy working, they don't, like, have enough time to be with their kids. So they don't really care. They're just wrapped up in their work, and the kid is just there as well. They don't have that much communication.
So working conditions are bad there?
No, but people are just, like, they work very long days, and then they don't really want or have time to be with their kids. Like, even, like, when I was young, and, like, I was in kindergarten, most of the kids, like, they were saying, like, my mom doesn't spend much time with me. When I'm home, I'm just, like, playing by myself.
And the families are pretty small.
Yeah.
Like, the kid would be, like, so lonely in the home.
Yeah. Like, they get someone to take care of the kid.
They get someone to take care of the kid. Like a nanny?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think about having a nanny? Would you be insecure of having a beautiful nanny in your home?
You mean, like, my husband would, like, be in love with her or something?
Yeah.
I think I would hire an ugly nanny. Like, why does she need to be beautiful? She's just the nanny.
She just... Like, I don't know why. She just happened to be beautiful. Because kid will be scared. Otherwise... We have to get, like, the pills from UK for her. You know?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. See, now the stars are connecting to each other.
Yeah, I'm seeing the vision.
Her eating the pill or...
No, I mean the reason for the pills.
So, wait. So, you said you will be insecure.
No.
Okay, cool. But what do you think about having a nanny, in short, like, for the kid?
I think, like, maybe once in a while. Like, what if you're really busy with something, like, you really can't make it. But then again, like, you should have, like, maybe a grandparent or something who can take care of.
You mean, like, a part-time nanny?
I mean, maybe, yeah.
Like a short-term babysitter, like, for the weekend, like, for one day. Like, for some hours.
But even in that case, like, I would rather it be, like, a grandparent or, like, an uncle or something like that. Like, an aunt.
But, for example, like, some people live away from their family, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
How is it possible, then?
I mean, yeah, then you need a nanny. Occasionally, yeah. I don't think it's bad. Like, if you don't have any other option.
But how you can trust a nanny?
Yeah, that's true. I don't think I would.
Hmm.
I mean... Maybe it's just me, but I have trust issues. Especially with my own child. Like,
I can understand.
How can I leave it with a stranger?
You know, in India, there was, like, this interesting story. So, there was, like, this agency. They were giving nannies to, like, very high-class, high-society people, okay? So, okay. So, they were doing double business. So, now, like, the parents are busy. They're working their ass off, like, all day and night.
Yeah.
Not night, obviously. Like, all day. So, by the time, like, they take the kid, and then they would, like, give the kid, like, torn clothes, old clothes, okay? And then do some makeup, like, the kid is like a poor person baby, okay? Then they give it to, like, their beggar, some begging people on the streets, on the roads. So, these people, they have these rich kids on the road, and they're begging.
Okay.
Yeah. And by the evening, they would come, like wash them, like put them nice clothes, perfume them, and damn. So this agency, it was running like a dual business, okay?
And it was like actually working
for
many years.
For a long time. I don't know how many years. So one day, like a woman, she recognized her baby, okay? She recognized her baby. That's how they were caught.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So imagine, like... An agency working like this, getting double money.
Yeah, that's horrible. I mean, good for them, but also, like, oh my God, that's so bad.
That is so bad.
I mean, actually, it's kind of a good idea for a business, but...
oh my gosh, God.
If I saw my baby on the street like that, I would I don't know how I would react.
Somebody's gonna die, huh?
Yeah, somebody will die.
Oh my god. That's what I'm saying. Like, things are so crazy. Like, when you hear news like these, I mean, how you can trust some random person? For example, like in TV shows, they show, like some neighborhood kid, okay? Like, for example, you have, like a 5-6-year-old kid, and the other kid is, like, a teenager, and he or she is taking care of the baby or the kid. It is more understandable than just, like, some random agency. Because, you know, now, like, in a country like India, people will believe someone more, like, with an agency. Like, okay, you have a proper office. You know, like, everything is more organized here, okay? And they would say, like, obviously, if it is an agency, they're like, we hire professionals. And, you know, these professionals, they're like, they are beggars. They're like professional actors, okay?
Yeah.
The thing is, these beggars, they know how to read people and they talk to them accordingly.
Oh my god.
Yes. So one time I was going and on the red light, there was this guy, he come to me, he was like well-dressed, like really well-dressed. And he was speaking English, like he saw me, he read me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I had a book in my hand, he saw the book, he said, he named the book and he said it is a great book. So he was a proper educated guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he can read. So he was like talking to me in English because, you know, like I know English, so it is more impactful.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, where are you going? This university? I studied like on this one and I studied this. Like he made like a good like understanding, like equal grounds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. After that, he was like, you know what? Actually, I have to go somewhere, but like I'm short on like just 50 rupees. And 50 rupees is not a big deal. Okay?
Yeah.
It's not. See, for example, if I see a guy who looks like well clothed,
yeah.
Okay, and he speaks like a nice way and he gives respect. And he's like, I need to go somewhere and like I had some problems. So I just need like, it is like I need like $1, okay,
mm.
or like $2. Like, okay, you would give, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Like €1, you would give, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. It is not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So he come to me with respectful English, like not like a broken one. Okay, like
mm-hmm.
broken one, almost most of the people can speak, but a nice one, it was rare. Then he was talking to me, and the thing is, I could smell alcohol in his smell. So I knew he was like, there's something shady, because he was telling me like, I just got out of from interview, and like somebody stole my money.
Yeah.
Yeah, so but the thing is, I smelled the alcohol, so I made some excuse. But I saw him like a month later, same place, and now he was like, I think his trick was working so nicely. He became like a big alcoholic. He was wearing like torn out clothes now. And yeah. And it looks like somebody punched his face as well. I don't know why, maybe he had some fight or something. And
yeah.
he was, the thing is, he did not recognize me. I recognized him. And he was saying the same excuse to me.
To you.
Exactly, yeah. The thing is, he don't remember me.
Yeah.
But I remember him. For him, I'm just like face. For him, he's still in my story like after like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
So things are like crazy. You need to have the knowledge of reading people, you know.
Yeah.
Like for example, his otherwise if I would not like smell alcohol in his thing, I would not even think like he is this guy. That was so absurd. Like you can see, in 1 month there was like a big downgrade. I'm sure he was drinking like a cheap alcohol, cheap Indian alcohol. They're like, I don't know, like they're very cheap and they are very harmful, I think.
I don't know, I've never heard of it before.
I mean, see, the thing is, I think it is illegal ones are cheap, like too cheap. And you know, if it is illegal ones, like I don't know how they make it. I really don't know.
Okay.
So I think it is pretty dangerous.
Should I try?
What the hell, no?
I'm just kidding. But like, I don't know. I think all alcohol is bad.
I agree. If you have to say like 2 things for the whole thing, how would you like to like give like your 2 cents?
You mean like for everything we talked about?
For everything, yeah. The first thing I would like to say is, I'm looking forward to who will be the next Prime Minister of UK, okay? how bad it can be.
What's the next crazy thing
basically, yeah. And the second thing, why don't you give? Nothing is coming to my mind.
I'm just remembering my own prime minister.
Don't be a simp, guys.
Yeah, don't be. Especially not for a politician. Don't trust them.
Don't trust them, yeah. Don't trust. That is the biggest thing for today.
Never trust anyone.
Never trust anyone.
Only yourself.
Not even yourself.
Why?
Because we have to take everything to an extreme, okay, and double it and give it to the next person.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Have a good evening. Whatever.
No. What if they're listening in the day, in the morning?
I hope you have bad morning and then you have good evening.
That's kind of really bad. Yeah. The morning should be good, right?
Why?
Because then the whole day will feel better.
No. Yes. Listen, if morning is bad, a little bit good happens, like in the afternoon or in the day, you will feel better. You'll be like, oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because expectations are like the prime minister of UK. Yeah.
You have a point, yeah.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.